Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
Welcome to a special Tuesday edition of the Ringside Reporter Podcast. My name is Eric Lorda. I'm joined by Joe Habib, and we have a great show for you today. And Habib, the big news today, Andy Ruiz set to be the next opponent for Anthony Joshua. He replaces Jarrell Miller. From what we understand, Ruiz is said to have be very close to accepting the terms. I guess he's accepted all the terms. He's agreed to everything. And this is it. So all he's got to do is, I guess, sign the contract, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, my guess is that if you look at Andy Ruiz, he will test negative for all performance-enhancing drugs. Beeb, what are your thoughts on this fight?
I'll tell you why I'm excited about this fight, and I think it's good for both fighters, because Andy Ruiz just came off of a great performance, didn't take any damage, so he hasn't had time to, like, get out of shape, so he's still in fighting shape, basically. There's no significant time in between his last fight and this fight. You know, he can just jump right back into camp, and he'll be fine. He'll be ready, and he's an orthodox fighter. Whereas if Luis Ortiz was the one to get the call, which I was pretty excited about that fight a little bit more than this fight, but I'm still not disappointed with this fight. This fight's very, very close to being as good as that fight. But the thing with Luis Ortiz is he's a southpaw, so you know Anthony Joshua could have said, you know what, I had an off performance, if he was to have an off performance against Luis Ortiz, because I was preparing for an orthodox fighter all this time, and then all of a sudden in the middle of camp I got to change and prepare for a southpaw. Number one, so it's not going to affect Anthony Joshua any you know too much because again, you know Andrew Ruiz has some similarities to Miller. He's quick. Quick hands, throws a lot of punches too, punches in combination, and he's a good boxer. And also, you know, Andy Ruiz, again, doesn't have that long layoff. He doesn't have that time to get out of shape, so he's still in fighting shape. So this is pretty much a great scenario for both guys because there's really no excuses now because both guys, you know, things have changed a bit, but not to the point where it's just really going to be problematic for either guy in preparation for each other. So in that regard, I think that it's good. And number two, you know, Andy Ruiz has enough skills to really make this an interesting fight. Will he win? Definitely he'll be an underdog. But question is, he should have the ability to hang in there and have some good moments in this fight one way or the other. So I think this is great. I think this, you know, it ended up working itself out now. And now that the anxiety and the drama is over with, we have a fight, and I'm happy and excited about this. I think this is probably a pretty good scenario, pretty close to the best case scenario that could have happened under the circumstances, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm not really excited about it, to be honest with you. I would have loved to see Luis Ortiz in there, but you know, listen, man. I mean, you can't really blame Joshua for this. Joshua did everything he was supposed to do. He came to New York. He showed up. He did, you know, took his test and didn't take performance enhancers. So you can blame Jarrell Miller for that. Not the most exciting fight. I don't think Andy Ruiz is. I don't know that he has too much of a chance in this fight. To be honest with you, I don't see any scenario where he beats Joshua. Whereas at least with Big Baby, I knew there was going to be a fight. You know what I mean? I knew that was going to be a big fight. I gave Big Baby a heck of a chance in that fight. You know, I don't give Andy Ruiz any shot in this fight. I really don't. I think it's a one-sided walkover.
You think Big Baby Miller is that much? You think he's better than Andy Ruiz?
Well, you gotta think about it. You gotta think about it in terms of styles making fights.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. You know, Big Baby Miller's a tall guy. He's rangy. He can move. He can punch. He throws a lot of punches. There was potential for danger there. You know, there was, I mean, listen, I could look at that and make a case. This is how he could win. I can't make a case for Andy Ruiz here. I really can't. And not to say I don't like him. I like him a lot. I think he's a fine boxer and everything, but he's just not on this level. He's smaller. He's a lot shorter. He's going to have to get inside. He's going to put a lot of pressure on Joshua, and he's going to have to come in to those big hands of Joshua. And Joshua can box, too. It's not like Joshua can't box or he's a one-trick pony. He can box. This guy's been champion for a while now for a reason. All right, he can go. I mean, do you see any way, let me ask you now, do you see any way that Ruiz wins this fight?
I didn't see any way Jarrell Miller won that fight either.
Really?
I honestly didn't.
Wow.
At least Andrew Ruiz could say that in that fight with Joseph Parker, most people thought he won that fight. Like, there's not a Joseph Parker on Jarrell Miller's record. And Joseph Parker's about 6'4". How tall is Big Baby Miller? He's 6'3".
Joseph Parker's a good fighter. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I will concede that point. I mean, listen, Joseph Parker's a good fighter. Everybody dumps on him. I mean, Joseph Parker is a solid fighter.
And a very
good fighter. Championship level fighter.
Exactly. And here's another thing you have to take in consideration. Big Baby Miller, how tall is he? 6'3"?
Somewhere around there. 6'4", I think. Somewhere. I mean, him and Joshua were about the same size at that press. So he's got to be about, what is Joshua, 6'4 or 6'6?
Joshua's 6'6. Big Baby Miller's about
6'4.
He's about 6'4. So Andy Ruiz is 6'2. So it's a 2-inch height difference. So, I mean, right then and there, that's not too big. But here's one category that I think Andy Ruiz is definitely better, in my opinion, than Big Baby Miller. And that's defense. I think he's got a real tight defense. I think he keeps a high guard, moves his head very well. I think he picks off shots very well. And I just think Andrew Ruiz, all around, skill-wise, maybe I would put him ahead of Miller. I think he's got a great amateur pedigree. He's been fighting for a long time. And I think overall, skill-wise, I think you could say he's better than Big Baby Miller. I think if Andy Ruiz fought Big Baby Miller, in my opinion, that's pretty much a pick-em fight.
Do you think style-wise, though, if you're matching both guys up, who matches up better with Joshua? That's my point. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm not saying Ruiz is better than Miller or vice versa. But when you look at fights, I think you have to look at the style matchup. Style-wise, I don't know that Ruiz matches up that well against Joshua's style, where I thought Miller matched up a lot better with Joshua.
I think Ruiz matches up just as well, if not better. I just think he's a good counterpart. I just think he's a little bit more craftier than Big Baby Miller. Big Baby Miller was getting hit a lot. Like, he was just, you know, he was staying in the pocket a lot. He was catching shots, whereas Ruiz parries them. He catches and shoots. He slips. I like Ruiz's overall skill set, whereas I think Big Baby Miller is a volume guy, but I don't think his defense is as good as Ruiz's. So Ruiz is better body puncher. I just think all around, Ruiz is more precise with the shots. Big Baby Miller just throws a lot of punches and blankets you with punches. Ruiz throws more quality shots. He picks and chooses the punches better. And he's a better. I think you could argue he's a better inside fighter too. Ruiz is an excellent inside fighter, whereas Joshua likes to hang around in the mid range. So just look at that Takam fight, and Joshua clearly won the fight. But you know, it was kind of a cumbersome performance from him. He had a tough time a little bit, really getting his shots off clean against Takam. You know, Takam made the fight sloppy.
Yeah, but in fairness, though, Carlos Takam gives everybody problems. He gives a lot of people problems. I mean, he's that kind of fighter, you know, that makes you kind of dance to his drum and everything like that. I mean, that's a tough one because, like I said, I mean, a lot of people don't know who don't know Carlos Takam. He gives you a lot of problems. He may not win every fight, but he's in every fight because he gives you those problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gives you different looks. He's an awkward a little bit more awkward, you know, than the usual. But, yeah, he gives everybody issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think that Overall, I think Ruiz is probably more proven, in my opinion, than Big Baby Miller. I think I think he's shown a little bit more, and I thought he beat Joseph Parker. I thought he clearly won the fight.
I tell you, you know what? I will go along with that. He is definitely more accomplished. If you look at the resumes, he's definitely got a bigger name on his resume. You know what I mean? He's got better competition on his resume.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, but yeah. I want to see what he can bring. And again, while just because I don't give him a shot doesn't mean he doesn't have a shot. Obviously.
Oh. I didn't give Big Baby Miller a shot either.
I thought Big Baby Miller had a real good shot. I thought he had a real good look at it.
I didn't see it, Eric. I just didn't see it.
How dare you? you know, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, look, man, that guy was
saying a bad fight. I mean, I don't hate this fight. I don't hate this fight at all.
I'm not that excited about the fight. I'm not that excited about it. I don't know. And it could be, you know, maybe Andy Ruiz isn't that big of a name. Big Baby Miller, you know.
Big Baby
Miller kind of sold himself.
That's what I'm
saying.
You got sucked into the hype of Big Baby Miller's mouth.
Sure, sure.
You liked the trash talking, and he pumped himself up pretty good with all that rah rah talk. He did.
Well, he pumped himself pretty good with PEDs as well.
And you're not gonna get that from Andrew Ruiz. He's just not that guy.
Yeah, yeah. But now the very exciting thing about Andy Ruiz is he does become, you know, he wins. Isn't he the first Mexican heavyweight champion?
If he wins, yeah.
Him and Cain Velasquez, how about that?
He's a functional 265 now.
He's a functional 265. What's better, a functional 265 or a functional 350?
Well, I'm riding with Ruiz now. Miller broke my heart.
We can't ride with Miller anymore, I guess, you know.
I'm going to send Ruiz some MegaFit meals.
It's clear Big Baby wasn't going to use them, you know.
Make sure you guys check out MegaFit meals, guys.
Yeah, go ahead and let them know.
Make sure you guys check out MegaFit meals. Go to MegaFitMeals.com. Check us out. Hit the link in the description box. Meal prep service, fresh food with all natural ingredients, great macros, food that makes you feel good, tastes good, and food that is also good for you. So make sure you check out MegaFit Meals and click that link in the description box. Tell them Joe Beef sent you.
There you go. Let's see here. People are asking me if we got Skype working. Let me just do some checking real quick.
See what we can do here for the Skype people.
Yeah, let's see what we can have. Let's see what we can make happen here.
One, two.
Right, so we did change some settings. So we're going to give it a shot. So Raphael Dawkins, if you want to call in, and I know Universal, I think Universal was the other one.
Yeah.
That wanted to call in. Go ahead and try to call. You guys can try to Skype in, but if the audio is choppy or anything, I'm going to have to cut it, and then we'll go from there. Omar Rodriguez says, "Beeb, do they have special diets, paleo, keto, etc.?"
Yeah.
You could do
custom meals. I do custom meals too. Like say you wanted to do steak, broccoli and asparagus. So you could double up your vegetables. You can eliminate the starch if you wanted to. Yeah, absolutely. I do custom meals. Sometimes I do steak. I'll do steak, baked potato and asparagus. Sometimes I'll do steak, sweet potato and green beans. But they have like great meals too. Like I got this I think it's called Fiesta Turkey. It was ground turkey with the pico gallo and the guacamole, and it had some Mexican thing. It had jasmine rice underneath it. I had that this afternoon. Oh, it was so good. I just tried it. I didn't because I don't like turkey, like ground turkey, that much. But I tried this. I actually loved it. So my next order, I'm gonna get a couple of those. Then I get the Southwestern beef too, with it has like beef, black beans, and jasmine rice with guacamole and pico gallo. It's so good. Some of the stuff is so. Then I had sweet and spicy chicken the other day. It's this chicken with the mango glaze and it had pineapple over jasmine rice. I'm telling you, a lot of these meals are really good.
Who's got to go? That's Robbie
Dawkins.
Yeah, he's on Skype.
Can't play the show in the background when you're on Skype.
Or anytime, really. Anytime you're on it, you can't do that. Rafael, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Clearly?
Yeah, I think so. I can hear you.
How does he sound, guys?
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, you can hear him.
One, two, one, two.
He's loud, though. You're real loud.
I'm loud. Okay. I'll back up a little bit.
No. You sound good, man. You sound good.
You sound good, though. You need to be loud because I got a big mouth, too.
Yeah, every second is clear, so that's
good. He's clear. We got it. Yeah. Right. We got it, finally. Oh, we got it.
Yeah, what's the topic, guys? What's the topic?
What do you mean, what's the topic? Do you give Ruiz any chance here?
I've been a big proponent of Ruiz getting the fight. He was the closest stylistically to Miller other than Kawanaki. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So Kawanaki was my first choice. He declined for whatever reason. We could talk about that. And then I thought Ruiz, nobody was talking about Ruiz, but I made a video. I said, Ruiz is the guy to step in. I didn't think they'd accept it, but as time went by, who else were the options? Hunter. He looked too small. He looked like a dwarf against Joshua. And people wouldn't accept that. He's just come into the heavyweight division. Who was the other option? Can't remember the guy's name. But once again, nobody knows the other guy. So Ruiz was the only guy with pedigree. He was the only guy with heavyweight pedigree. He'd already fought for a world championship belt, got robbed out of it because that was a 50-50 fight. So Ruiz was the guy with the pedigree. Unfortunately, not as well known because he hasn't been active recently. But, to me, he was the guy who should have got the fight. And, you know, I'm kind of over the moon that he did get the fight. Who else?
Do you think he beats Joshua?
I do not think that he's going to beat Joshua, but I think he's a totally credible opponent. And anything could happen. This is the heavyweight. He's got fast hands. He's got that butter bean appeal. Yeah? He's got that big butter bean appeal. So he should appeal to a lot of the guys in the Midwest, maybe, you know?
The regular guys.
Yeah, the regular guys. The regular guys who like to, you know, like to go large with their meals.
Those are the ones that are not on the MegaFit meal plan.
Those guys who have two MegaFit meals to make one, you know?
That's right.
And then have a little side order of fries with it, you know? I'm ecstatic. I'm over the moon. I think he's going to give Joshua the best fight of any available fighter. Are we not going to talk about Ortiz?
You know,
declining?
I tell you what, Ortiz declining was a really big disappointment. And I tell you,
it was horrible.
You know, he had a couple of chances here. And here's the story, and we'll get into this later, but I think his whole thing is that he thinks he's going to fight Deontay Wilder toward the end of the year. That may not happen. And I don't know what his handlers were doing. It got out, and his handlers, like Ortiz's trainer and stuff, said, no, we didn't know anything about this. They knew they were in the running, but he didn't know they turned down $5 to $7 million here. You know, he got $500,000 for fighting Wilder, and now he's turning down $5 and $7 million. That's crazy. I mean, it's just, you know, listen, man, he needs to get his stuff together. He needs to fire his handlers, whatever the case may be. All those Cuban guys, Beben, you know this as well as I do. All of those Cuban guys that come over and they start boxing, they all, almost to the letter, get screwed by their handlers. Almost all of them, man.
Yeah, because
look at Rigo, look at Ortiz. I mean, it's nuts.
Don't you think it was? I've got a theory that all we didn't know thing was a smoke screen.
I don't know, man.
Eric, tell them your theory because a lot of people are piggybacking off it.
What's that? What was my theory again?
About him possibly being on PEDs and that's.
Oh, that was my theory is the reason he didn't take the fight is he couldn't pass a drug test.
Yeah. That's one of them. That's one of them. I've got two theories, and that's one of them.
Yeah,
I've got two theories.
I mean, why else would you turn down $7 million?
Exactly.
They said it was $5 to $7 million. You know, Eddie Hearn said it was more than $5 million, and reports I read was it was between $5 and $7. Why would you turn it down? You wouldn't.
I know why. I've got a theory. Some cops pull you over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they wind your window down, and the cop says, "Yeah, I can smell. You've been smoking weed." You've been smoking weed, Eric? And you say, I can smell weed. And you go, yeah, sorry, officer, I've just been smoking some weed. And you fess up just like that. The reason you do that, you weren't smoking any weed, but you got a boot full in your car. You got a boot full. It's a smoke screen. So when those guys went on the other show and said, oh, we're sorry. It was all our fault. Oh, yeah, we were wrong. We were wrong. We were bad. It was all our fault. That was to me, that's a smoke screen. That's not the real story. It's a smoke screen. That's the equivalent of the man fessing up to smoking a joint. Yeah? It's a smoke screen to the reality. Now, what is the reality? Well, A, he's got some shit in his system, pardon my expression. Or B, he was acting under orders from above. Don't take this fight. We've got something for you later.
Right.
Because what happens to Wilder if Joshua knocks Ortiz through the ropes? What happens to his credibility? Because his credibility is built on beating the so-called bogeyman. If Joshua comes in there and he pings him through the ropes, knocks him into the second row, that's seriously dense Wilder's credibility. So I believe it's a strategic move to keep Joshua away from Ortiz. Now, Ortiz's level of complicity in this, I don't know. I don't know how involved Ortiz was in that decision-making process. But I believe a decision was made that Ortiz would not fight Joshua. A, because he's got PEDs in his system, or B, because he's following orders from up above.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too. Like, we don't know how much Ortiz knows or if he's just pretending like he's just playing along like he doesn't know. Because how many times do these fighters just say, you know, ask my manager, ask my promoter? And they just you know, defer to the team, and it's basically a way of not having to take accountability for anything, right? If you think about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, these people work for you. You're the one calling the shots. You know, like Eddie Hearn says, I work for Anthony Joshua. Well, Luis Ortiz's team is supposed to work for him. So he's supposed to give the orders. Like, if a fighter really wants to fight, he tells that, like Mikey Garcia, for instance, his whole team told him, we don't want you to fight Spence. But he said, you know what, I'm taking the fight. This is what I want. And he basically superseded what his team said. So it is what it is.
Ortiz strikes me as the most, I don't mean mentally backward, but I mean in terms of sophistication, in terms of his involvement with the business. He strikes me as the most backward fighter that I can think of. He's got no social media. He has no involvement with his social media. He doesn't talk to people. He doesn't talk to the press. He's like something from the Stone Ages. It's ridiculous.
you got to look where he came from too. You know, I mean, they're not doing press over there in Cuba, you know, and they're not, they're just kind of keep to themselves, and that's kind of what they do over there, you know.
Well, where they come from, they're basically like the product. They just,
yeah,
you know, it's unheard of for the fighter to actually be outspoken like they are in the United States. So maybe it's a culture shock for a lot of these Cuban fighters that come over.
You know? I'd like to counter that. Do you know anything about the UFC?
Yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah.
Yoel Romero.
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, he's the opposite of what you described.
Yeah.
And he
absolutely
was
is.
And he did better in his field than Ortiz did in his, because he actually went to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yoel is a special guy, man.
Yeah.
He's a super special guy.
Oh, he's insane, yeah.
Absolutely insane. And he's out there, he's talking. His English isn't the best, but he went on the Joe Rogan show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him on the Joe Rogan show?
Yeah, I saw him there, and he was also on Joey. I believe he was on the Diaz show, the Joey Diaz show.
Yeah. I think he was on both. Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. And he was out. So it's a personality thing. He's outgoing. He speaks, even though he doesn't speak with perfect English.
Yeah.
And we have to consider as well. We have to look at the possibility that, although we joke about it, Ortiz might really be 50.
I've said that for a long time, man. I'm telling you what, I don't know what they say, you know, what the age is. What did they say? He's 35 or something. What is his?
No, 38.
There's no way that guy's 38. None.
No,
you take a look at him,
way.
No, not 38, son.
Does the Beeb look 10 years older than Luis Ortiz?
You do.
The Beeb's on those Happy Meals, though.
Yeah, you're on the Megafit Meals, so it doesn't even matter. You're
it doesn't even matter.
Station.
So yeah, Ortiz, you know, we should get a fund together to get a private investigator to find out the life story of Ortiz, because he seems like a man who's just in the shadows, man. It's unnatural the way the guy is in the shadows. He doesn't want anything to do with social media. He doesn't want to raise his profile. It's almost like a man who does not want to raise his profile. It's almost like a guy who wants to fly under the radar. It's madness. It's madness.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's unnatural. There's something going on over there. He fits the description that Barry Hearn was talking about yesterday. He's like a guy from back in the day, the Stone Age. He's a guy who follows orders. He doesn't direct his team. His team directs him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's sad, it's peculiar, it's bizarre.
It really is.
I agree. All right, Rafael, we're going to get
bizarre.
Moving, man.
Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you so much. And then now we're going to move on to Mark C. Mark C. is on Skype. Mark C., are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. How's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm just thinking about Ruiz versus Joshua, and I don't know how many times I've played it back in my head how the fight will go, but never once have I seen the fight being competitive. It may seem a little bit rude or whatever. People are really trying to hype themselves up. To make this seem like it's something. I mean, people are saying, well, he beat Parker. Factually, he didn't. In your opinion, he may have, but on paper, he didn't. His best opponent outside of Parker is what? Dmytrenko? Maybe Kevin Johnson? Like, he's not really in shape. He throws a lot of punches and bunches. He's not really got amazing feet or great job. He doesn't know how to actually like establish things when someone actually catches him with counters. And the only time where he was caught with counters, he wasn't able to let his hands go all that much. And that was against Parker. So
let me ask you a quick question here. Do you think that Miller was more competitive than Ruiz?
I mean, the only question mark I had on Miller was his chin.
Yeah.
That was really it. If he had a chin, he could have caused Joshua problems by making him gas with the amount of volume. I don't see Ruiz being able to apply that because I don't think he's physically as strong as Miller. So I don't think he's going to be able to physically get on top of Joshua and impose that type of will to be able to do that. So I see Joshua just catching him clean with a lot of shots. People bring up Carlos Takam. Carlos Takam is a lot physically stronger than Andy Ruiz. He is not a I'm going to sit on top of you kind of fighter and try and have sex with you. That's the honest truth. So the way I see it is he's going to throw a lot of punches and he's going to get timed. And he's going to get timed hard. A lot. And it's going to be kind of brutal to watch. And I kind of really don't like it because it's going to be disgusting.
I think that's where I am on it. I think that style-wise, he just doesn't match up well with Joshua. I thought Miller matches up well with Joshua. I don't think style-wise that Ruiz is going to match up very well on fight night.
I think Andy Ruiz versus like Adam Kownacki could be a fight of the year candidate, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
I think he's a very good fighter. I just think his style's all wrong.
I actually think that Ruiz matches up better with Wilder than he does with Joshua. Because of
how many shots. Joshua's going to out-muscle Andy Ruiz. Anybody going to argue that?
Yeah, I mean, Joshua's gonna would have handled, I think, either one of them with ease, in my opinion. So, in my opinion, I don't think this is too much of a difference in terms of difficulty level for opponents.
The only difference is Miller beating the jab, whereas Ruiz is going to be power shots.
Because in your opinion, you're thinking that Miller could have put some weight on to Joshua and maybe smothered some of Joshua's shots and made it interesting on the inside. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Miller be coming forward and Joshua would be smashing the jab into his face.
Yeah.
Whereas Joshua's going to be catching Andy coming in.
Yeah. Well, I also
so
think
he's
going to
be catching with power
shots. I think Miller would have been stronger, not necessarily punching power, but the inside game, the grappling game.
Yeah.
You know, when you get in there, tie up, I think that he would have been able to press Joshua around that ring, whereas Ruiz isn't going to be able to do that.
Because he has a bigger, heavier frame, basically.
Right.
It's not even just that. It also comes down to his MMA background as well. We need to be realistic with his kickboxing background.
Right.
He can grapple. We've seen him grapple in the game. And he made, like, when he was grappling with Vac, who is actually strong, like, he's not a good fighter, but he's strong, he made him look like a ragdoll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't really know, man. I think it's crap. I don't want to be, like, selling it short. I think it's crap. I think once Lewis Ortiz and Kownacki didn't come in, it was always going to be crap.
And unfortunately, there's not much. I mean, like I said, there's not much Joshua can do about it. It's not his fault. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. The other guy just didn't do what he was supposed to do. And, you know, cans that fight with 6 weeks left. I mean, you're going to have trouble finding a guy, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that this was going to be a showcase fight one way or the other for Joshua, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just how I saw it.
Right.
He's going to knock Andy Ruiz out, man. I'm not a big fanboy of anybody, but, like, this is going to be brutal to me. I really see this being really, really bad. Like, really, really bad.
This is going to be a tough one to watch. I think it ends with an 8. I think he puts him out of there with an 8.
So this is going to be
this
is going to be a one-sided beatdown then.
I think so.
It's going to remind me a little bit of Joshua versus Brazil. Only difference is that Joshua's going to actually land more shots.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think that Ruiz is going to give it his all. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's game. There's no two ways about it. This guy's got a lot of heart. He's a game fighter. I just don't know that he gets past him. Like I said, I mean, he's gonna have a lot of heart, and but at the end of the day, man, he's gonna take a pounding.
That's the worst thing about this, by the way. The man has a heart. He really does have a heart. He's a warrior.
Oh,
naturally.
For sure. Yeah.
So this guy. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes. You still there?
Yeah.
Sorry, my mic kind of cut out.
So naturally, he's a warrior. He likes to fight. He's gonna come and try to either box a little bit. Once he starts losing the boxing game, he'll try and come forward. He's gonna take jabs. He's gonna catch lead hooks. He's then gonna get. There's no way he's competing with Joshua at mid range. Not a chance.
No.
If he gets on top of Joshua, he's gonna get thrown to the side and then get caught with a clean right. It's just going to be a recurrence over and over again. And that's the problem with it, because he'll keep trying.
Yeah.
I don't see any quitting Andy Ruiz. And that's the worst thing about this fight.
Right. Your audio is cutting out a little bit, so we're going to actually have to let you go. We appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much. Definitely calling again. Good call, man. Very good call. All right. So let's take it to Blog Talk now. Georgie. Looks like he's on the line here. Georgie, you're on.
Yo.
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 How you doing?
Sorry, brother. I'm behind on the replay on the YouTube. I'm trying to get the computer going so I can find myself live. But what's happening, people? Everybody out there, support, donate. Hit that motherfucking thumb up. Smash that shit.
That's right.
Yo, so who else is on the line? Anybody else on Block Talk?
Yeah. Yeah, we got people calling in.
My people are all right, so go to them. I'm going to try to do the thing, all right? Go to them. I'm going to try to Skype.
All right. Oh, my God. B, what's going on with your boy over there, man?
He's all discombobulated, man.
He is. Like yard time over at Rikers, man. All right. 901. This is Memphis, I believe. Is this Dogman? 901, you're live.
Hey, how y'all? Yo, how y'all doing today?
What's up,
it's
man?
It's your boy.
What's going on?
It's your boy.
What's going on, Doctor?
It's your boy,
Doctor,
H Money.
Doctor the Zone. Yes. Doctor the Zone.
Mr. the Zone. Mr. the Zone, B.
Mr.
the Zone,
right.
B.
Okay, Mr.
But guess what, man? I'm just happy to say, welcome Devin Haney to the zone. Welcome Devin Haney to the zone. I'm the first person that came to the show and said Devin Haney was coming to the zone. And I told you guys Devin Haney is the best American young fighter in the world. He's only 20 years old. Could you name one fighter that's 20 years old doing what he's doing? Ryan Garcia is 21. Okay, Teofimo Lopez is older than Devin Haney. We can keep going. Let's talk about Gervonta Davis. Devin Haney, he already whooped his ass. Devin Haney, he beat the hell out of Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Fat Tank Davis, who can't make weight, Devin Haney already served him up. So all these PBC fighters always talking their junk, talking about Charlo, who just took a loss, Earl Spence, who's picking on lightweights, okay? I'm with DAZN, and I signed a one-year deal with DAZN for $100, so I'm signed to DAZN, and I'm riding with DAZN every time. Until Earl Spence fights somebody like Demetrius Andrade, because Earl Spence, he keeps talking about fighting Keith Thurman. And we all know Demetrius Andrade beat Keith Thurman in the amateurs. I'm speaking facts. And Devin Haney is the best young fighter. He's a dedicated fighter. His trainer is Floyd Mayweather Sr. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the one who discovered Devin Haney, who trained Devin Haney at a young age. Devin Haney is the best. Until somebody can come with another better fighter, name another fighter that's closer to Mayweather than Devin Haney. Name another fighter. Who are we going to say, Adrian Broner? I've been watching PBC for years, and they've been telling me about Adrian Broner, a drunk. The Adrian Broner, who's an alcoholic. Floyd Mayweather called him an alcoholic. And you tell him, yeah, I mean, it's cool. He's a paper champion. He's a four-time champion in four different weight classes. But the best fighter he beat was Paulo Malignaggi. And everybody know that's a controversial win. I mean,
when he was older.
And what about all Adrian Broner fighters? Robert Easton, a bum. Rasheed Warren, who's also a bum. And Jamil Herron. All those guys have losses.
All those guys are friends of the show. What are you talking about?
I'm just speaking facts. Those guys got losses. I mean, Devin Haney, he's a true champion. He's the best. You know what I mean? And what about Eddie Hearn getting Devin Haney from taking him from PBC? Let's talk about Devin Haney leaving PBC and coming home to the zone where the true champions are, Canelo and Anthony Joshua, the biggest names in boxing. Now Devin Haney, he's with Matchroom. He's with Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn. I mean, he's fighting on the Usyk undercard. I mean, Usyk, who's ranked on the ESPN top 10 pound for pound list. So, I'm just going by what ESPN is ranking. They're saying Usyk is in the top five. So, Devin Haney's on his undercard. That's a big improvement from Showbox. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I would. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Devin Haney and Gervonta Davis fight will happen now?
I hope Gervonta Davis stops ducking people and fight a good fighter, you know? Gervonta Davis, he's been fighting bums. So Gervonta Davis, he's not trying to fight anybody good. Mayweather's been protecting him. I mean, until Gervonta Davis, he fights somebody like Lomachenko or Tevin Farmer or Devin Haney or Rolly Romero, who Rolly's been calling him out too. I mean, Gervonta Davis, he's a drunk. He's hanging out in clubs every time, chasing a slut. Chasing hookers, man. This guy's nobody. Gervonta, he came from Adrian Broner camp too, by the way. He was hanging out with Robert Easton and those bums. And Rasheed Warren and those bums. Michael Stafford. And, you know, all those weak fighters over there, man. I'm just – what about Devin Haney training with Floyd Mayweather Sr.? Floyd Mayweather Sr. is the first person to expose Adrian Broner and those bums. What did Floyd Mayweather Sr. say about Devin Haney? Didn't he say Devin Haney's just like my son? Didn't Floyd Mayweather Sr. say Devin Haney's the next Floyd Mayweather? Come on, man. Let's keep it real. He's only 20 years old. He's the next Roy Jones Jr. He's the next Sugar Ray Leonard. Every 10 years is a great fighter that comes. Every 10 years. And it wasn't Adrian Broner. And it wasn't Tank Davis. There's only one fighter, and that's Devin Haney. Welcome home to the zone. Welcome home, man. And Deontay Wilder is coming home soon. I know you guys know about Deontay Wilder coming to the zone. I mean, everybody know he's coming home. It's just a matter of time. What do you guys think about that? It's only.
Right, well, hang on. I'm sorry about that. Hold on, Georgie. You're gonna have to wait, my man. We got somebody on the line. What do you mean? Just
wait.
Come on Skype and
Eddie
just.
Shout out to the UK.
Georgie.
Sign me on the show.
Let him finish his call, Georgie.
Go ahead, Dogman.
What's happening, people?
Oh, Dogman dropped. His call dropped. What are you doing?
Yo, check it out right here.
Hold on. You're not on camera yet. Hang on. Oh my goodness. Beeb, talk to your boy.
They're dropping the ball, baby.
I'm dropping the ball.
Yes, you're dropping the ball. I'll come out live. Put me on.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna tell it.
You got me?
No, just hang on.
I'm going to take a nap in there. I'm going to take it. Let me sit down. Georgie's our old man. I'm good.
No, you're not good. I'll let you know. Beeb, go ahead and give him a topic here while I try to get this going here.
Oh, God. What are we going to talk about here?
Talk about...
Canelo Jacobs, right?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, man.
Is
anyone picking Jacobs here? Canelo, I mean, people can talk about the controversial scorecards and how he's already got four rounds in the bank before the fight starts, but I just think that Canelo's going to win this fight legitimately, in my opinion.
And I think that we're going to be taking more pies than I've been taking.
Don't worry about my pies, kid. Don't worry about my pies. Yeah, this is going to be a good fight, though, on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of people are picking Canelo. I haven't heard too many people pick Jacobs in this one.
All right.
Ready?
Georgie, give me 1 second, and I think you're set.
He's good. He's ready. He's ready.
All right, let's see it.
Shout out to the UK. UK finest, baby. Shout out to the UK. Eddie, I'm ready, Eddie. Send me up to the
show. Georgie's in the kitchen. I like this.
Hey, everybody out there, support. Go to the Mills, the official sponsor of the Ringside Reporter. Next time, I'm going to be a part from them. That's what we're going to do. They're going to start making dessert.
Well, they got a cheesecake. They got a protein cheesecake.
Hey, it's going to be ready to go. 1, 2, 3.
George, did you lose some weight? You look really thin now.
You fat shamed.
I'm down to 175 from 220.
Oh my God, you look
in the mail, baby. You're in the mail. That's it. Work. Tell you.
You look great.
Did he say he's 135?
No, 175. What are you
175? Okay, okay.
How much did you weigh before?
Hey, baby, I'm unshaved. I'm gonna twist it. Listen, I gotta go. Let me go on the phone and clean myself because this shit is burning my eyes.
What was in it that's burning your eyes?
Coke, by he said.
Coke.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Well, I tell you what, that was worth it. That was definitely worth it.
So Skype is on point now, huh?
Well, we don't know. I mean, there was still a little glitchy, but it's hard to tell if it was our end or their end. Now, for the most part, it did seem to work. We brought on Georgie and everything like that. So yeah, I mean, for the most part, it seemed to be all right. So
where was it glitchy with the other kid?
The first one, Rafael was kind of glitchy a little bit at times.
It was fine, I thought.
And then I believe it was Mark who called in. So
he sounded good too.
So hey, what do you think about, before we go back to the calls here, and we will in just a second here, what did you think about the Dog Man talking about Devin Haney signing with DAZN? What were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was a great, like I said, DAZN is good for certain fighters. Like Devin Haney wasn't getting a lot of run anywhere else. Like Mayweather Promotions wasn't really pushing him. So for certain fighters, DAZN, I think, is a great deal. Like if you're not getting pushed or promoted somewhere else and DAZN's willing to sign you and pay you well, why not take it? I just think that it depends on the fighter. It depends on the situation. I think that's a great deal. I think it's great for him.
I do too.
I don't think it's bad. He was very inactive.
Do you think that Devin Haney is the next Sugar Ray Leonard?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. But hey, I mean, good for him, and hopefully he gets some good fights out of this. You know.
I thought Devin Haney was with Mayweather Promotions. He was on. I thought he was on a lot of their cards, Jason.
Yeah.
I thought he was signed to Mayweather Promotions, or at least he fought on their cards.
Yeah, all right. Let's bring Jason on here. 706.
Haney's never been promoted by Mayweather. He's never even been on any Mayweather cards. I don't know where he got that from. He's just been a Showtime product. Like Espinoza likes him, so he pushes him, and he hasn't been inactive. Showtime's been pushing him. They gave him like two main events. He did like 200,000 on Showtime like a couple of months ago. He got 2,000. He already got two fights in.
Who was his promoter for?
He's his own promoter. How do you guys not know this shit? He's his own promoter. He's like the youngest promoter in boxing. You guys don't. How do you not know this shit? I don't know. I'm fucking surprised. Like, even some idiots on YouTube are like, "Oh, Mayweather and
Devin Haney, son. You're the one that rides
what?
All them guys."
You're fucking. I don't even like Devin Haney, and I know this because that's the only thing. That's the only thing that's good about Devin Haney. He fucking sucks. The only thing good about him that he's his own promoter. His skills, fucking. His skills are horrible.
Cards, girls, promoters, everything.
What? What'd you say?
I said, you're over there stalking everybody. Ring card girls, promoters, managers.
Shut up,
Instagram
dude. Fucking Devin Haney, like, everybody know. Even Robert Garcia was talking about, like, 2 months ago on ESPN, he was like, that it's cool that he promotes himself. That was his selling point, that he's his only promoter. And now that's why he did a co-promotional deal with Eddie. There's no Mayweather or anybody involved. He was never with Mayweather. Just like, you know, those guys aren't with Mayweather. They fight on PBC.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, that's cool. Only people with Mayweather are Babu Jack and Tank. That's it. Spence is not with Mayweather. Porter's not with Mayweather. Thurman's not with Mayweather. LRB might promote a fucking guy on the card. Like, he had JLE on Love on Spence's undercard. He was there, but he has nothing to do with Spence, you know? But hey, Haney, he did 200,000 on Showtime, and I was just looking at the Eastern Rancis ratings. They did 376, Beeb, and that's what Kalissa Shue was doing. So I think Clarissa is starting to gain some momentum. They need to keep bringing her back. She's doing almost 400,000 on Showtime, and her fights are way more fucking exciting than Easter and Rance's. Would you agree? That fight was 10 times more exciting, Clarissa's fight.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say that.
I mean, wouldn't you rather watch Clarissa than fucking Easter and Rance's again? If you had the choice?
Yeah, I don't want to see it. I don't see that again.
You know, I mean, people like Steve Kim are fucking always smearing her and shit. I mean, I'd rather watch her than fucking guys like Easter. What has Easter done? He doesn't do shit. He just fucking – Easter was one of the worst fights I've ever seen, man. He just came to rock back and forth like Broner. It was horrible. I still can't fucking believe that was a fight. They shouldn't even get paid. Did you guys see Tank and Spence have been bashing fucking the numbers? They've been saying it's 150 and even lower since all the reporters are silent. Tank and Spence are out there being vocal about it. You know, all the reporters have gone silent and shit.
Because they don't have accurate numbers.
Who doesn't? Doesn't have accurate numbers? Everybody does.
They all have accurate numbers
by Tuesday. Yeah, they do. They did it. They had it for Spence and Mikey. They had it for Wilder and Fury. Why wouldn't they have it for Crawford?
No, they don't.
What do you mean they don't?
No, they don't.
They had it for Crawford. They had it for Crawford Spence on Tuesday night. Why wouldn't they have for Crawford?
Them. Because
who released
they released them.
Who released
them?
Who released them? Who released them? Nobody released them. They just found out by their connections like they always do, Eric. PBC doesn't release their pay-per-view numbers. PBC has never released their pay-per-view numbers even once.
How do you know?
Because they never knew. What do you mean? How do I know? They never release them.
How do you know?
Because they never release them. You never release them. You just keep making shit up.
You're talking like you know something, and you don't.
Just 2 minutes ago, you were like, oh, yeah, Hades or TMT. Jesus Christ. Dude, come on. You already had enough fights. You don't need more fights.
You're confirming
Beeb. You were like, yeah, I think so.
You just confirmed without knowing.
You just confirmed without knowing and then tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, good call, man. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
All right, guys. Peace.
Oh, he really left.
He really left.
What a moron.
Oh, my God.
Joe Lopez.
Every time he calls here, he just talks trash. He's on the inside or juiced up or juiced in or something like that. You know what I mean?
He's always gonna prove what's going on. He's always gonna prove somebody wrong too for some reason.
Right. But when he's proven wrong, he can't deal with that.
No, not at all.
Oh my goodness, man. That guy.
Seriously,
why don't you send Lois to him? Why don't you put Lois in a box and send him off.
Lois would never work with him. She's very loyal to the Beeb.
Right, well, why don't you buy him another blow-up doll and send it over to him?
Don't make fun of what you're making fun of a human being, man. That's misogyny. Okay. You're calling her a blow-up doll. That hurts her feelings, man. Lois, okay. No, don't go to human resources. It's okay. I'll talk to him after the show.
Don't go to HR. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. All right, 787. I believe this is Puerto Rico. Maybe, maybe not. 787, you're live.
Hey guys, can you come back to me? I'm standing in line in Target.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's in Target.
He's in Target standing in the lane. Oh my goodness. All right, let's talk about the next topic here. All right, so this is interesting, man. This was real interesting to me. So Shelley Finkel came out and says that Deontay Wilder will not fight Joshua this year.
Yeah.
Finkel says he's got a full plate in 2019, and it does not include Anthony Joshua.
Wow.
So everybody out there saying that Joshua is ducking Wilder, blah, blah, blah. Look, this is coming from his manager saying he ain't fighting him this year. There you go. You know what I found interesting about this? So he's going to fight Brazil. And I think it was May 18th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
he's going to fight Brazil May 18th.
Yeah.
All right. And then after that, he may fight Konoski next, or he may fight Louis Ortiz next, or they're going to try to fight Fury next. So that was my thing, man. There's no guarantee Louis Ortiz was gonna get Wilder if that's what they were holding out for.
How are they gonna fight Fury next if Fury's on ESPN? I don't get that one.
Look, man. I mean, Wilder said himself he's not tied to anybody, so he can go over there and fight him.
He would go to ESPN then? Wow.
Yeah, his word. I mean, that's what he said. He said he wasn't tied. He can go anywhere he wants.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's out of control.
But what are your thoughts on this about Finkel saying, hey, Wilder, you know, he's not fighting. He's not fighting Joshua this year.
I'm not happy about that, but, I mean, I was pretty optimistic that they were going to probably try to put something together by the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I mean, I don't know, like. What's the sense of stalling this anymore? Is it gonna get bigger than it is right now? Can it get bigger than it is right now?
Yeah.
I know Spence Crawford could probably get bigger than it is right now, but this has been kind of going on for almost 2 years now, maybe? The saga? Year and a half at least? Going on two?
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, I hope this doesn't turn into a Mayweather-Pacquiao because Joshua and Wilder both seem pretty adamant about this fight happening. They're pretty confident about this fight happening, so.
So they say, you know. I mean, you know, look, you have both guys saying they want to fight each other, but they're not. They're not going to fight each other, you know.
No.
And you can blame managers and you can blame whoever, but, you know, you always go back to Cal Brook when he fought Triple G. You know, he says, yeah, that's who I want to fight. Or when he fought Errol Spence, he said, that's who I want to fight. I want to go back down. Everybody advised him against it. I want to go back down, and this is the guy I'm going to fight. You know, and ultimately, you know, it was his choice. You know, they're there to work for you, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, but Rafael Dawkins just said, well, if the guy doesn't sign, they don't sign. And he's right, you know, and I don't know if he's talking about this, but, yeah, I mean, but he's right, though. I mean, what are you going to do about that, you know? But I don't want to hear anybody say that, oh, Joshua's ducking him and this and that, you know, or Joshua refusing. Look, man, you just laid it out. They're not going to fight you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, man, he can't make you fight him.
I'm done getting in the middle of it right now. It seems like both guys got a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, both guys got a lot of work to do to try to make this fight happen.
I agree.
It's not on one person. It's on both of them. You know.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, Finkel said it's at least a year away. A year away. So.
And Wilder's been the one saying, you know, I got a full plate in front of me. He says, I don't need him, you know, so.
There you go. I mean, hey, listen, again, man, you can't force him to sign the contract. You can't force him to get in the ring. It just is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But that's very disappointing. That's very disappointing, you know. All right, final topic here. Your boy, friend of the show, Big Baby Miller, Jarrell Miller suspended. For 6 months. by the WBA. 6 months. Let that sink in for a minute. 6 months. What is that? That's 2 months each PED took.
What about who was it? Kobe Covington? Who was the guy that popped positive in UFC? Was it Kobe Covington or who was it?
Was it Covington? I don't think so.
No, TJ Dillashaw, right?
Dillashaw, yeah, TJ Dillashaw.
I'm sorry, Mr. Covington. TJ Dillashaw, right? What did he get? He got suspended for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Now, why did he get 2 years for EPO and Miller gets 6 months? What happened with Dillashaw? Did he get popped before?
I can't remember. I can't remember if he did or not. But again, this supposed loophole, all right, where he wasn't, you know, he let his, I think he had, because he's fought in New York before, so he let his boxing license lapse or something like that, so he didn't re-up it yet.
Yeah, you told me about this, yeah.
And so the commission can't punish him.
No.
Which, no. All right, whatever, you know. So the sanctioning body says, you know what, we're going to put our foot down. We're going to punish him 6 months.
That's us.
What's that going to do? Six months? Most guys go 6 months before they fight anyway.
That's out of control, isn't it?
That's just ridiculous. And I mean, like, really, man.
That's bananas.
6 months.
That's bananas.
Why? What's the point of doing it anyway? What's the point of suspending him at all, then?
Yeah.
I'm real curious to see who picks him up.
Yeah. I who's going to put him on a card? You know,
I don't know. Who's going to put money behind that guy?
That's what I'm saying. Who's going to pay to see him again?
Right.
I don't get it, bro.
I mean, if you were a promoter,
yeah,
do you put any money behind this guy, invest in him at all?
I mean, if I'm a promoter, I'm pretty disappointed, man. I wouldn't want to risk it. I wouldn't want to risk it because who's going to pay to see this guy now? And not only that, like, how do you know something's not going to happen? You put a card together, you make him, and say you put him in the main event. You don't know if he's going to test positive again. How do you trust him?
Right.
Fucking three PEDs, bro.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. You know, what are you going to do? It's, I don't know.
It's not a question of him getting away with it. He got a 6-month suspension. The question is, Raphael, is what promoter, like Eric said, is going to put him on a card again?
Right.
It wasn't a question. We already knew he was going to get away with it because Eric talked about it, about the loophole. And all my point was what promoter is going to actually put him on a card? That's the big question. And if someone does put him on a big, like, when is he ever going to be on a big card again headlining? I mean, if that does happen, then I'll come out and say you were right. But until that happens, I'm going to stick by my guns. I don't think this guy gets a big fight for a while, if at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I mean
we already know boxing's a joke when enforcing, you know, the suspensions. I mean. What's the longest suspension that anyone's ever – Canelo, what was his suspension? Like that?
6 months.
Boxers not like the UFC. No one's going to do a TJ Dillashaw. But again, like, he's not a big name, Raphael. He's not a Joshua or a Wilder. Like, there's no demand to put him on a card.
I think somebody had said, and I don't know if this was on Twitter or what, but somebody had said, well, look, Canelo only got a slap on the wrist and he's doing pretty well now. Well – that's Canelo. Number one, Canelo's a household name.
Canelo's a household name.
Canelo draws
a lot.
He
only got popped for one substance, not three.
Well, even let's take that out of it. Let's say he did pop for three and got 6 months. Listen, you're talking about Canelo. This is a big money guy. Doesn't make it right. Life's not fair.
This,
doesn't make it right.
This,
but
this is what Raphael doesn't understand. Miller was already signed to a small promoter. He had Greg Cohen and
yeah.
Dimitri Salida behind him.
A lot of money behind him, too.
With all due respect, that's a small promoter. That's not like a Bob Arum and Eddie Hearn.
Sure.
And it's not like Eddie Hearn was helping him out. His contract is up with Salida and with Cohen. He said that when we interviewed him. He said his contract, I think he said he had like one more fight left on that contract.
Yeah.
So my question is, after this, are they going to re-sign him? Because he said he wanted to go after, he wanted to try to sign with a bigger promoter. What bigger promoter is going to sign him now? That's my question.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Is it Bob Arum? Is it Golden Boy? Is it Eddie Hearn? Is the PBC going to pick him up now? That's all I'm asking. Now, I'm not rooting against the guy, don't get me wrong, but I'm just speaking my opinion here. If you're a promoter, after seeing what just transpired with these drug tests, I don't think he's going to get signed.
I don't think so either. A big promoter, I doubt a big promoter will sign him.
I don't see it, Raphael. I don't see it, bro. I don't see it. There's not a demand for him right now, number one. And number two, after this, his stock just plummeted.
For sure.
I don't see your logic behind this. I really don't. Are you sure you're not trolling? Be honest. You're not trolling, are you? You tell the truth.
Picking him up.
You can tell the truth.
Hey, all right, let's go to Georgie. He's back on it. Why is he back on the line? Georgie, what's happening?
What's happening, people? Gotta talk about these mafias, man. Don't call me out, man. Let me burn. He burns. Listen, they're gonna sign Big Baby Miller. Ralph is absolutely right. What are we talking about? Talking about mafias here. Greed. You gonna put that shit past them beefs? I mean, come on, bro. What's going on here? Crickets.
He's out of control. He's out of control. He's out of control.
Now, baby, I mean, come on, let's get real. I'm sick and tired jumping in this goddamn fucking hamster wheel. And we're going to come on here doubting that these people are not going to sign him? Baby, everything is 24 hours a week, flash, that's it. People got amnesia. We've been here many times before. They're going to come out with the redemption and how he's sorry. He really didn't mean to put the fucking injection on his fucking ass. We heard all that bullshit before, baby. So motherfucker don't get caught, there is no sorry. And we're going to go back there.
He's out of his tits.
No, let me burn. Let's start with the fuck the WBA, man. Listen, bad enough that the WBA got a fucking bell in every fucking store, nigga. You buy a Cracker Jack box, you get a WBA strap. Everybody got one of those shits. And you guys gonna come here? Yeah, we got a WBA fire. Who? Who's the champion of the world? This generation doesn't know who the fuck the champion of the world is. In any division, my nigga. In any division.
Whoa.
When last one we got, who was it? Fucking Crawford? With that shit competition on 140 at the time, man, come on, man. It's a bunch of mirage and bullshit out there. We got to unite as a fans. We got to unite and call it like it is, man. I mean, I style like the party pooper, but I'm sick of it. I'm too old, and you guys too old, too. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know, man. We have to think about it.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, babe. Can't take
I'm
it,
sorry.
Buddy. You got to make me so aware, baby.
Are you happy that the White Walkers got killed on Sunday?
Man, you see how they got you with that TV. Listen at you. You got a chance here to make the right team for humankind. You want to talk about these White Walkers? Fuck the White Walkers, man, and the goddamn dragon.
The right chance for humankind.
How come in the sport that we love, game fighting the lions and the dragons and the walkers and the shit? How come that they ain't fighting? Because this plenty, listen, when they say, well, what's it, Ken, the last dude that Canelo fought, that Rocky dude? You know how I got when they got the audacity to say that this man is the champion of the world? There is many so-called champions out there that I know. People on the street will put hands on them and maybe even take them. I'm telling you.
The WBA is a fucking idiot.
Listen, I'm telling you, there is a lot of fucking bullshit made up shit. And half of these motherfuckers just stopped already. And we want to give them the benefit of the doubt, man. Everybody out there, support, smash that motherfucking like button.
Smash that shit. Fucking going in. Yo, I got a fucking, I got a video.
Man, hit that fucking like button.
I'm going to hit you all with this video. Being a dedicated student, we're going to bring it towards the summer. Going to make you proud. Anyways, I ain't got shit to say. Shout out to fucking Wingy Boxing. Wingy, we love you. We're waiting for you, brother. Come back. Everybody in the UK, everybody around the world, holla at me. Ringside Reporter, we here. I'm out.
Georgie. Somebody in the chat just said Georgie's the chosen one. All right, before we get out of here, Beeb.
Yes.
So somebody in the chat brought up Game of Thrones and Raphael Dawkins. I don't mean to spoil it for anybody here, but listen, man, we're past the expiration date. No, we can talk about it now, right? Because if you haven't seen it, then that's not my problem, right?
We're going into Wednesday. You had to have seen. I seen
Look,
it.
Man,
like,
I'm not talking about like the Marvel Endgame ending or anything like that.
I get that. Did you hear what happened with the?
Don't say anything.
Did you hear what happened in China? There was a guy that actually went to the movie. He left the movie and he was in the lobby and he was sitting there like telling everybody the ending. And then he got beat up. Like a whole bunch of guys jumped him and beat him up because he gave away the ending.
Good for him. Good for them. Good for them. You know, you cannot that's just douchebaggery behavior. You can't do that. Can't do that. All right. My thing is, listen, it took place on Sunday. It is now Tuesday. You've had well over 48 hours to watch it. If you have not watched it, we are going to talk about it. All right. All right. Raphael just said he didn't talk about it, or maybe it was on Rival. It was one of them. Cut it. Maybe it was on Rival that said that.
Unrivaled? You didn't see the episode?
You just watch it Unrivaled.
Oh, my God. How could you be a fan if you haven't seen it yet?
Listen, if you didn't watch it, go ahead and sign off now, all right? All right, so, Beeb, how did they pull the dragon out of the...
You're still on that.
I'm still on it, baby. I don't know how they did it.
What I want to know is, how did Jon Snow think he was going to beat the other dragon by yelling at it?
Where was Jon Snow in all of this, man? Because, you know, like, he's out there, you know, I don't understand. Here's the deal. I didn't understand the whole plan, all right? So they take Bran out there, the kid in the wheelchair, whatever, they roll him out into the middle of nowhere, and we know that the Night King is going to come to him, correct?
Correct, yeah.
All right, so they're going to try to draw the Night King in. All right, so what I don't understand here is what was their plan? The Arya thing, that wasn't planned. It wasn't like Arya was going to come in and do what she did. What was their plan once the Night King got there? It didn't look like they had a plan. What was the plan?
I'm trying to think.
They brought the Night King in, but what was the plan?
I think they were all supposed to rally where Bran was and then pulled the Night King there, and they were supposed to surprise the Night King and kill him. That's what I thought. I don't know. Was I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, like...
Mark C's back.
Mark C is on the line, but you had a bad connection, Mark C, so... Yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, I mean, like... I don't understand, like I said, the plan. So the plan was that they would just rally over there and then they would all kill the Night King?
Yeah, they were trying to lure him in there and they were going to kill him. You know what I think, too? They didn't realize that the dragon couldn't kill him. How come fire doesn't hurt him?
Isn't he part like dragon or something? I don't know. Wasn't he part dragon? I mean, look at his face.
Fire
can't kill a dragon. I mean,
but he's not a dragon. He's made of ice.
His face is jacked up. I mean, where'd he get that face at?
It's not related to a dragon. This looks like a dragon to me.
He doesn't look like. What's he look like? He looks like a big lizard.
I think this is the Land of the Lost. He looks like a lizard.
He does. Look at him.
This looks like a sleaze deck.
Anywho, all right, here was my problem with it.
All right, go ahead.
How does she get past all the night guard? How does she get past him? What is she, Carl Lewis, just running right past all of them?
That's what someone else said to me today, too. And you know, they, you know,
how she get past all of them?
Well, you know, she's the many-faced god. Maybe she, like, turned into one of them or something, like a disguise or something. You know, she always turns into those disguises.
She was herself when she got there. Yeah, she took off the disguise all of a sudden?
Yeah, she took it off afterwards, and she wanted to attack him.
She didn't know she was going to attack. It all happened so fast.
Well, she's kind of small, too. I mean, she's hard to see in the night, in the dark, when she's moving. She's tiny.
I'll give you that, but you couldn't hear her?
Well, she's very quiet. She knows how to sneak up on
she's
people.
Not running that fast. You're not going to be
now she snuck up on Jon Snow, and he didn't even know. Thank you, Dale.
Dale, thank you so much, man.
Then how she snuck up on Jon Snow, and he didn't even know that she was there. I mean, some people have that stealth ability to them.
I don't know. What was Bran doing there? As soon as the Night King drew his sword, I mean, Bran, I guess, couldn't do anything. And what about Theon? What about, isn't it Theon or whatever?
Well, my whole thing is this. They had Theon there to protect Bran. Like, what was one guy going to do against a whole bunch of them?
He went over there and got torched, man. He went over there and just charged that guy like he was going to have anything to do. Night King just stuck him, son. That wasn't even like, dude, what are you doing?
There's no way he was going to beat the Night King.
No.
No way.
Not at all.
There's no way.
I don't know. I'm still tripping on the fact that she got past everything. Did you see the one video? The one video on Twitter? I think it was on social media. But the one on Twitter where they show that scene where she stabs him, right? She stabs the Night King. And it's in, like, this big, like, bar slash, I don't think it was a movie theater, but it was a huge bar. And it had this big screen on it. Or maybe it was a movie theater because it was a big screen. And everybody, as soon as she got lifted up, was just kind of, like, gasped. And as soon as she stabbed him, everybody went nuts in the theater.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was pretty, I got to send it to you. Go, I think I retweeted it.
Is it on your Twitter?
Yeah, go check it out, though. It's pretty cool.
Why were people watching that in the movie theater?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I like watching him at home, but, you know, I don't know.
I thought Jon Snow was going to kill the Night King, didn't you?
I did. Now, so it looks like Arya's going to kill Cersei, too.
Remember that chick?
The one that died at the end or whatever, that chick was like, you know, you're gonna make the eyes shut or something like that, talking about brown eyes, blue eyes, and green eyes.
Oh, wow.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch the episode?
Yeah, I remember that. No, but you know what? I didn't put it together like that. I thought, you know, that she just, I thought you meant he's just going to kill the Night King.
Right. Well,
wow, Eric, you know what? That's a great theory you just had here.
Yeah.
She's going to kill Cersei.
Yeah, she's going to kill Cersei.
That's outstanding. Wow.
So, yeah, because that's what that lady told her, and they did, like, a callback or whatever on that scene, and they showed her saying that, you know, hey, you know, you're gonna, something about there's a darkness in you, and you're going to, you know, they saw, like, brown eyes, blue eyes, and green eyes, like, in that order. She said you're going to shut them all forever.
Wow.
And, yeah, so she's going to kill Cersei next, but I don't know. Who do you think takes the Iron Throne? You know, before the season started, the odds-on favorite was Bran, of all people.
Why would he take the Iron Throne?
I don't know. That's what I couldn't understand either, man, because he was I don't know. It's kind of creepy. I don't know. Isn't he like – I mean, I don't know. He's just kind of creepy, man. I don't like him.
Wow. I think Jon Snow – And what I was thinking, maybe John is not going to want to take the Iron Throne, but everyone's going to want him to take it. But he's going to let Daenerys keep it.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Centurion Sun said Arya kills the last dragon. The last dragon still belongs. That belongs to whatchamacallit though, Daenerys. Because the Night King dragon is dead, and then another dragon is dead.
So why would the other dragons get killed?
The only way the other dragon could get killed, there's only one dragon left. The only way he can get killed is in the next battle.
Why, the other dragon got killed too?
I thought so, yeah.
No, he didn't get killed. He's still alive.
But there's only one dragon. The Night King dragon got killed, and then
yeah.
The other Jon Snow's dragon got killed.
Are you sure Jon Snow's dragon got killed?
I thought it was.
No, I don't think so.
Really? So only the Night King dragon?
Yeah, only the Night King dragon got killed. Jon Snow's dragon's not dead.
I thought, I don't know. I thought the, I thought two of the dragons got killed.
I'm going to Google that, but I don't think
Hold on, let me text Lisa real quick. She'll know.
If Lisa says that the other dragon got killed, then I'll have to believe her because she's always right.
Yeah, she's the one that came up and told us that was an ant.
Yeah. She put me in my place.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know it.
Going to find out about that.
Yeah.
Because I guess Cersei has a scorpion. They have a scorpion the other side.
What?
Yeah, they have a scorpion.
What are you talking about?
Cersei has a scorpion.
Like a giant scorpion or something?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I was reading about it. She got a scorpion.
I never seen it. Did they ever show him on the show?
Think so? Like down in the dungeon there that they have. She has a scorpion down there.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know that. She's not.
Do you think someone's gonna kill the mountain? You think?
Yeah. I think Jon Snow is gonna kill the mountain.
You don't think Gawain's gonna kill the mountain?
No. You know who else might kill the mountain is Lannister.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Lannister might kill the mountain. That makes the most sense.
Scorpion, it's a weapon that kills dragons. Yeah, the scorpion. It's a weapon, yeah. Scorpion's a weapon.
About, that's the one that, whatchamacallit, wounded that other dragon. Remember when they were flying over? That's the one they created or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think the hound's going to kill the mountain.
That's his brother.
Yeah, he's going to kill him.
Okay. Danny's dragon died.
No, sir. What the big dragon died?
I thought that it was Jon Snow's dragon that died.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't matter because if Danny's dragon died, doesn't matter. Danny's dragon died. Whoever's dragon, but one of their dragons died. But I know the Night King's dragon died too.
Really? Let me Google that.
Two.
Dragon die.
Yeah, Centurion's saying Danny's dragon died.
Yeah, I thought. They say.
Before the Night King died, Viserion attacked Rhaegal. The dragon Jon was riding. He seemed mortally injured to the point where Jon even fell off. And additionally, the dragon whom Daenerys always rides nearly collapsed under the weight of riding whites. Did it dragon die? Hang on here. No, that's not it. Viserion was like the Night King dragon.
Yeah. Rhaegal is very much alive, and it's in the trailer for the next week's episode. As for Drogon, who nearly took an L after Dany landed in the middle of the field with a bunch of whites, he's fine. He made an appearance in the trailer. They're both alive, Eric.
Oh, they're both alive? Wow.
Yeah, I told you, they're both alive. They didn't die.
All right, the undead dragon is gone. The one Jon was riding died fighting the undead one. I'm not sure about Dany's.
No, the other one's still alive.
That's what I thought, too. The undead dragon is gone. The one Jon was riding died fighting the undead one.
No, the other one's still alive, it says.
Who says that?
This article says the other one's still alive. Let me see when this is written. April 29th, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, the other one's still alive. Did a dragon die in Game of Thrones, Viserion's death during Battle of... Okay. Which dragons are still alive on Game of Thrones? Did Rhaegal die? Okay, let's read this. Okay. Yeah, they're saying he's still alive.
I thought both died. Well, what happened to Snow's dragon?
I think he was okay. No, Danny's didn't. Danny's dragon came down at the end and hugged her. Remember? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Centurion's son saying Danny's dragon. No, he didn't die. No, he didn't die.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I thought Danny's dragon, or not Danny's dragon, but Jon Snow's dragon.
No, I don't think so.
Here, jump. You want to jump on there? Hold on. Talk about Game of Thrones.
It's dark. I'm reading it now. Now, some people are saying that Jon's is still alive. He's in the trailer for the next episode, apparently.
Jon's dragon is still, yeah, some people are saying Jon's dragon is still alive. He's in the trailer for the next episode.
Because they didn't actually, you didn't actually see him get killed.
Hold on. All right, Beep, say something.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Jay Cleary says, hello, Miss Eric's wife.
Hi. Hi, on this I'm reading says that both Danny's and John's dragon live.
Yeah, they both.
I thought John definitely died. Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't. But you didn't see John get killed. I didn't see his dragon get killed. It wasn't made clear if his dragon got killed or not.
I don't know. Now Beef said they had that scorpion. Remember that Cersei's army's got that scorpion. Remember that one that takes down dragons? That's the one they used to wound that for the first time. Remember Lannister's clan or whatever when they were fighting the Dothraki or whatever? Were they fighting Dothraki? I don't know. They were fighting somebody. Maybe they look like Dothrakis.
No, they were fighting them, yeah. They're fighting the Dothraki.
Yeah, they were fighting the Dothraki.
Well, Danny's army, I guess.
Yeah, aren't they Dothraki?
Yeah, there was the Dothraki and then the Unsullied.
Kristen Arquette says the Night King looks totally different in real life. Is that shocking?
The Night King looks different in real life. Yeah, you think?
I thought so.
Oh, my God. It was a dragon at the end. Why did Jon Snow not hug him? I don't know.
How do you hug a dragon?
So what do you think? You think that Arya killed Cersei, right?
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Say her name right.
Why?
I do. I think Arya's going to kill.
You think Arya's going to kill? Who do you think? You think Lannister kills the Mountain?
I think the Mountain's already dead.
How
I brought him back. Or like Maester or whatever brought him back.
Yeah, but he's going to get killed again, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to get killed again. A zombie? There's no zombies in here.
Well, maybe they don't call him zombies, but he's definitely undead.
Then he would have died with the Night King, no?
Not that kind of undead.
No, he's not. Like,
how many different kinds of undead are there?
No, the Maester brought him back, like...
Yeah, the Maester brought him back.
He's like a Frankenstein right now.
Yeah. I don't know.
He must actually watch the show.
He does. I gotta depend on you when I watch it. I drive her nuts every time I watch it with her because I ask her so many questions about what's going on.
Stupid questions.
I think they're legitimate questions.
Why? Well, have you watched all the seasons?
Yeah, we watched all of them. I mean, I've kind of,
I
yeah. Lisa's watched all of them. I watch like about 40% of them. Yeah,
I love them. I can't not watch them. One summer I binge watched them. I was on vacation one week in the summertime. I binge watched like five seasons.
Yeah, that's a trip, man.
That's crazy.
All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and end this here and. Yeah, see what you get. See, you came in here for Andy Ruiz, and you're leaving with Game of Thrones. How about that? There you go. All right, guys, we will catch you Friday. We're going to do another a preview show for Canelo and Jacobs, and we'll do that after the weigh-in, preferably after the weigh-in on Friday.
What time is the weigh-in?
Oh, no. I don't know. I imagine it's going to be about, what, 6?
6 our time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think because they want to get those guys out of there. They got to weigh in.
They got to eat. They got to eat and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll put it on prime time here because, you know, so I'm sure it'll be on DAZN or whatever. But, yeah, man, we'll have a another one on Friday and give you guys a preview show. And then we'll also on Saturday night after the Canelo fight, we're going to go live with a live post-fight reaction show. So that should be good, too. So,
wow, that'll be great.
All right, guys, we will catch you soon.
Assalamu alaikum.